North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Thursday, June 4, 2020.
The fight continues, said the Reverend Dr. Andre Bennett, speaking through a bullhorn as he stood in front of Governor Charlie Baker's home Wednesday in Swampscott. The Salem News is reporting that Bennett, a board member of the Essex County Community Organization, and other protesters who stood with him holding Black Lives Matter signs and posters decrying the killing of George Floyd by Minneapolis police, made their final stop in front of the governor's house in what had been a rolling rally through Beverly, Salem, and Swampscott. Shortly before noon, about 100 cars began to gather near the Cummings Center in Beverly for the rally. Thera, one of the organizers of the event, said that she and others delivered a letter demanding justice and an end to the ongoing war against black people to Governor Charlie Baker, Essex County Sheriff Kevin Coppinger's department in Middleton, and to Essex County District Attorney John Blodgett's office in Salem. Quote, "We will take to the streets in our cars to rally in solidarity with the Minneapolis protesters and others demanding justice for George Floyd." And the end of the North Shore Black Lives Matter Solidarity Car Rally came in Swampscott with a peaceful gathering in front of Governor Charlie Baker's home on Monument Avenue, with Swampscott and state police troopers looking on. Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
The Gloucester Health Department has partnered with Children's Friend and Family Services, a division of the Justice Resource Institute, to provide a dedicated representative for community members to contact for help when seeking mental health care. Assistance is free and available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 781-540-3329. Amy Epstein is the Regional Prevention Director, and she explains.
We have somebody specifically designated to answer calls to anyone who is looking to get some access to mental health services. And they'll call and they'll give their insurance information, and then the person on the that is dedicated to this work from Children, Friends, and Family, her name is Lauren, she'll be connecting them with an appropriate therapist.
That's Regional Prevention Director Amy Epstein. The program is open to anyone from Gloucester, Rockport, Manchester-by-the-Sea, Essex, Ipswich, Beverly, or Danvers seeking support navigating the mental health system.
The City of Lynn reported another coronavirus death on Wednesday, while Peabody's number of cases has climbed over 1,000. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item that elsewhere new cases were reported in Saugus, but numbers remained the same in several other North Shore communities. Lynn continues to approach a grim milestone as its death toll is now standing at 91. There's much more on this Gayla Colley story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
Michael Cronin's writing in today's Gloucester Times, Cape Ann's towns are planning to celebrate their graduating high school seniors while keeping apart to prevent the spread of the coronavirus this Friday, June 5. Rockport High School staff are presenting a drive-by ceremony for the 70 students in the class of 2020 from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Each graduating student has been given a specific time to arrive on Jordan's Lane. Rockport High staff will line the parking lot to greet the graduates. And again, that is Friday, June 5, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Meanwhile, in Manchester-by-the-Sea, Manchester-Essex Regional High School seniors will be having a parade by car through town. That, again, will take place on Friday, June 5, beginning at 4 p.m. It starts at Pleasant Street Extension in Manchester-by-the-Sea, ending on Apple Street in Essex.
Beverly's Community Preservation Committee has proposed establishing a $240,000 emergency fund to help struggling Beverly residents pay their rent. Paul Layden, writing in today's Salem News, writes this, that the money would be available to residents who have lost income due to the coronavirus pandemic and make less than $79,000 per household, which is at the average median income in the area. Heather Richter, vice chair of the committee, said that the fund is targeted to help people who normally do not qualify for assistance programs because they make too much money, but are now struggling because they lost their job or had their income reduced due to the pandemic.
The Associated Press is reporting that the next phase in getting Massachusetts back in business, including reopening child care centers, could start as soon as Monday if downward trends in the virus pandemic continue, according to Governor Charlie Baker. The official announcement on phase two of the reopening plan will come Saturday. Child care centers, which currently are open only to children of emergency workers, will need to screen staffers and youngsters for symptoms of illness before allowing them in each day. Centers must use only one entrance, stagger drop-off schedules, and try to avert close contact between children.
You have been listening to the Thursday edition of North Shore Today, a daily news podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. We do want to hear from you with any comments, suggestions, or tips. You can email us at our email address, which is msonewsports@gmail.com. msonewsports@gmail.com. Looks like a great Thursday. Enjoy the day and be safe. Thanks.